We can practice offering loving kindness to others, using a variety of different relationships to build upon, to expand upon. We settle upon phrases that are meaningful to us, that reflect what we would wish for ourselves, what we would ultimately wish for all of life. Traditional phrases are things like, may you live in safety, or may you be safe. May you have mental happiness, elements like peace and joy in your life. May you have physical happiness, health and freedom from pain. May you live with ease. May the elements of daily life, daily existence, like work and family and relationships, go easily. May it not be a struggle. May you be safe. May you have mental happiness. May you have physical happiness. May you live with ease. With each person or each category of being, see if you can bring an image of them to mind or feel their presence as though they were sitting right in front of you. Say their name to yourself and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them, focusing on just one phrase at a time. Gather all of your energy, all of your attention to say that one phrase. Don't struggle to fabricate or manufacture a feeling or a sentiment. Just relax deep inside. Let the power of intention, which is the practice of loving kindness, lead the way. And whenever you find that your mind has wandered, your attention has wandered, simply begin again. We start classically with someone who's been of help to us. This person is known as a benefactor. Maybe it's someone who's been directly generous to us or kind to us. Or maybe they've inspired us, even though we've never met them. They say in the Buddhist text that the benefactor is the one who, when we think of them, we smile. So sit comfortably, relax, close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing that. Call to mind a benefactor. Get an image of them. Say their name and begin to offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety, or may you be safe. May you have mental happiness. May you have physical happiness. May you live with ease. Then we'll move on to offering loving kindness to a friend. can start with a friend who's doing well right now. They're enjoying success or good fortune in some aspect of life. You can get an image of them. Say their name to yourself. And offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you be safe. May you have mental happiness. May you have physical happiness. May you live with ease. And then a friend who's having difficulty right now. They're experiencing some kind of loss or pain or fear. Bring them to mind. Get a feeling for their presence as though they were right in front of you. And offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And then a neutral person. A neutral person is someone we don't strongly like or dislike. Maybe it's somebody we just met. Maybe it's somebody who plays a certain role in our lives. Checkout person in the supermarket, bank teller, dry cleaner. The kind of person we tend to look right through without recognizing that here too is someone who wants to be happy. Just as we do, who deserves to be happy. If someone like that comes to mind, you can visualize them. You may not know their name, but you can get a feeling for them. And then offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you have mental happiness. May you have physical happiness. May you live with ease. We then move on to someone that we find difficult. We usually begin with someone who is only mildly difficult for us, somebody we find somewhat annoying or irritating, or someone we're a little bit afraid of. We don't begin right away with the person who's hurt us the most in this life. It's common to feel resentment and anger, even toward a mildly difficult person. But we undertake this practice in a spirit of adventure. What happens when, instead of going over and over our old grievance, we pay attention to this person in a different way, wishing they could be free of some of the suffering that binds them? Wishing they themselves could be filled with a spirit of loving kindness and compassion. So if there is a difficult person that comes to mind, you can visualize them, say their name, see what happens as you offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you have mental happiness. May you have physical happiness. May you live with ease. Remember, you're not trying to manufacture any kind of emotion or feeling. And if you feel swamped or overwhelmed with resentment, then go back to simply offering loving kindness to yourself. Think of yourself as deserving of love and care, and generate the phrases for yourself. But spend some time with this difficult person. Remember that offering loving kindness to someone who's behaved badly doesn't mean that we condone their action or we're trying to pretend it doesn't matter. It may matter very much. But we can have the courage and the willingness to open, to remember change, to realize that we are freed by wishing them well. So gathering all of your attention behind just one phrase. And seeing what happens. And for the last few minutes of the sitting, you can be spontaneous. Just see who comes to mind. Someone you care about deeply. Someone you have difficulty with. A stranger. Someone you just met. Allow them to arise in your awareness. One at a time. And make the offering of loving kindness to them. People, animals, whoever it might be. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and pay attention throughout the day to see how this meditation practice may be having an effect.